Hey guys. So, I didn't want to release this as its own episode because it's more like an addendum to episode 7. If I had one criticism for the show, I'd say it's... I'm talking about the show, bud. Come here. Say hi.
Hi. Good
job.
Thanks.
So, if I have one criticism about the show, it's that Ian and I tend to jump around to different topics pretty frequently.
Your turn.
And I feel like we just don't go as in-depth on topics as I would like to. I think that's something that we're really going to try to work on the next time we record. Just go deeper and try to stay on subject and bounce questions off of each other and get to the root, the logic behind the statements we make. I think that would really push the show forward, make it more interesting for you guys. But I was talking about love last episode, and I felt like we didn't get into it as much as I would have liked to. And listening back on the episode, I took away the feeling that I came off as sort of a nihilist and somebody who doesn't really understand what love is, which isn't true. I mean, I got these two little guys, and in my opinion, parenting is really the truest form of love. It's selfless service, you know. You devote most of your life to raising these little guys that, I guess, are half you, but 100% individual. I mean, it's awesome just to see them grow up. But so I understand what love is. What I was trying to say was that it seems like in all these different relationships, people just, they say, "I love you," and that's, to me, that is one of the most powerful things you can say to a person. And I just feel like it's overused, and there's not a whole lot of feeling behind it anymore. It could just be my personal experience, but that's just what it seemed like to me. And I'm definitely not a nihilist. I am an atheist, but that doesn't mean I'm a nihilist. I was deeply religious, and my purpose in life was really tied to my religion and how I could make things better in the life after, you know. And in retrospect, I think my view on life is much more healthy now. As an atheist, I don't believe that there is a purpose to this life or the universe as a whole, but that doesn't make my life purposeless, you know. I actually find life more beautiful as an atheist. Every minute of every day is more valuable to me than it was when I was religious. And you find your own purpose in life, and that's really where the difference lies. You don't rely on getting brownie points for the afterlife. You find your own passions, and you really make your life your own. I think that's a beautiful thing.
Dad, pet him.
But yeah, I just wanted to sort of clarify those points. And, you know, not seem as so much of a nihilist, you know. I also wanted to say that I love human beings. I really do. Our species is capable of just the greatest accomplishments, but also the most terrible atrocities. And it's all tied to tribalism, I think. Just how we can pit ourselves against other people based entirely on ideologies. And it's shocking to me. I just don't see how we can plan to survive each other if we continue to stick to these tribalistic ideologies, and I just don't see it happening. I think we really need to come together as a global community and, you know, celebrate our diversities and celebrate our ethnic differences instead of pit each other against ourselves because of them. But it's a hard thing to do. It runs deep. And it'll take a long time to kind of change the minds of people. But, you know, I have hope for you. I have hope for humanity. I really do. But it's not blind, you know. I love people. I love just, you know, I don't hate people. When I see somebody, I love them. I love that they're an individual and that they have potential to do great things, but it's not blind faith. I honestly always expect the worst from people, and you know, that's kind of a cynical take, but just because I'm cynical doesn't mean I have to be gloomy all the time. It's the way I see it is it's more of a skeptical look, you know. I just, you expect the worst from people. And when they don't do the worst thing, it's rather uplifting, I think, personally. But, you know, I just wanted to share a little bit of my insight with you guys. And really, you know, love is a thing. I didn't mean saying love was a lie, just but maybe I think a lot of people out there are lying to themselves when they say that they love who they're with. And I really just wanted to open it up to thought and conversation, but it didn't really sound that way, because we kind of rush things a little bit, it feels like. I just wanted to share a little bit of that with you, and I'll get you back to the regularly scheduled program. Thanks for listening, guys. Say bye, boys.
This is the Hold Your Goats podcast.
Yep.
This is the Hold Your Goats podcast.
Yep.
This is the Hold Your Goats podcast.
Yep.
This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. Hold Your Goats podcast.
Yep. I don't really care if people get offended, but that's what this show's about. No.
Right, it's all about free speech, yeah, and talking about topics and themes we find important.
You know, challenge what you think you know.
Right.
You get too comfortable and
you got to get angry.
Ignorance. Yeah.
Push the limits.
Yep. Challenge right. your ideas.
Oh, so I recently paid for my housing over the summer, and I don't know where I was going with this, but I just had a thought pop into my head, right? Where was I going with that? I don't know. Cut that out. I don't care. next topic. Anyway, I'm not going to be living at home, so I'm not going to be with my family. I'm kind of pushing out of the nest, I guess, in a sense, right? So that'll be fun. Mm. We'll see where that goes.
Yeah, I'd like to get a house for me and the boys. There's no way I can afford it right now.
Right.
There's no way.
That's what my dad's planning on trying to do right now, too. He's going to be moving out of state for a job that pays better, and hopefully he'll, within a year or two, be able to buy a home, is what he's saying.
Yeah.
That's his plan. I mean, he went to Texas while I was away and did kind of something similar and came back because he was offered a job here, back home. But that didn't end up working out, and he got kind of like slammed or kicked out. So then now he's back in the same boat. He's like, oh, great, I got to go back now. I got to go, I leave state again.
Mm.
So it kind of blows.
Mm.
What is what it is. You go where the money is.
Mm. Unfortunately.
Right. I narrowed it down what I want to study to a geophysicist, the minor in math, because I was talking, I went on a field trip for my geology class and just talking about, like, geology, I guess, in general.
Yeah.
Kind of interests me, but I don't do so well right now because it's a new subject to me. I haven't really dabbled in it much.
Yeah.
But it's all about physical properties of elements, rocks, kind of just like properties as well, and physics, which is math applied.
Yeah.
And math is math, so I figure I can do all of that. Those are my strengths so far.
Hmm. Hell yeah, dude.
So I've narrowed that down to geophysicist with a minor in math.
Sweet. Yeah, I've been trying to get the wheels turning on going back to school myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what I want to major in again.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I had I was majoring in biotech.
Right.
That's still something I'd really like to do. But I don't know. Lately, I've just been thinking about different things. But
it's a lot of biology and chemistry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe even some engineering.
Yeah, engineering would be cool. I just don't know what I want to do. I know I want to do something that improves the quality of life for people. So that's... And, like, not for my own...
like glory.
Putting my name in
right. A
textbook. You know, I could care less about that. Just for my own knowledge that, you know, I bettered the species. Humanity. Mm-hmm. You know, that's...
My dad wants me to study geology so we can go find the Lost Rhodes mine in the freaking Uintas. Because that's where the Mormon gold comes from.
Oh, yeah.
Jacob Rhodes. He wants me to do that so I can recognize, I guess, geological patterns. And we'll be able to pan for gold. I mean, that's like our favorite thing to do is go camping, you know, kind of just that kind of thing. We don't do it as much now because money's tight. But that's our thing.
Mm.
Like, I mean, that's like enjoyable, being out in nature.
Yeah.
So, who wouldn't want to do that? Right. But I don't think it's very practical because that's like a legend myth.
Indiana Jones.
Pretty much, yeah. It could be Indiana Jones or Lara Croft or what's his face from Uncharted.
Nathan Drake?
I think. I don't know. I've only played the series. Fourth one.
Yeah. It'll be the Indiana Jones with his dad.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah.
Junior.
Oh, man, he's so funny. I can't believe him. He's still alive, right? Sean Connery? Yeah, I thought so.
And he is...
old as frickle frack.
Misogynistic as fuck.
That too. He's chauvinist.
Yeah.
He's the role model.
Man, if those words came out of anybody else's mouth...
Which ones?
Everything he said about women.
Like, pretty much.
If it was anybody else, they would get shamed and defamed and just...
Right.
In a minute. But it's Sean Connery.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's from a different time.
Yeah, whatever. It's justifiable. Just leave him be.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny.
Wow.
It's crazy that people just go through so much shit for stuff like that.
Right.
For having an opinion.
Right, like...
People
get
so offended that... They have to, like, step down from their jobs. And
there's so many people I see it happening to.
Yeah.
The most recognizable, I think most people would have or have heard about, would have been the butter lady. What's her name? Paula Deen.
What happened with her?
Oh, you haven't heard?
I didn't hear anything.
Okay, well, I don't know how long ago it was or far back it was, but she said something about...
She said the N-word?
Yeah, she said the N-word. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, oh, see ya later, bye. Canceled, you're done.
Yeah. Well, that one's...
A little harsh.
Yeah, that one's a...
Right. But you see people like Quentin Tarantino, and he's extremely successful. And he makes movies about blacks and stuff like that all the
time. Well, it must have been just the way she used it.
Probably, yeah.
Because when he's referring to it, he's like depicting that...
That time period, that era.
Yeah, so...
It's definitely dramatized.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess that's the word.
That is a word. I'm 80% positive.
All right, cool.
That's a word.
Well, it's, he makes it dramatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I still hate Leonardo DiCaprio because he did so well in Django.
Yeah?
I just can't. No.
That character
he
is
such
evil.
A good job.
Man,
being
I know.
Such a douchebag.
I hate him.
I just can't.
When he gets shot, though, at the end, is the best. Yeah. You're just like, okay, see ya. Yeah, that kind of sucks, though. The German was my favorite.
Yeah.
Dr. Schultz.
I love that actor.
He's good. Yeah. I mean, usually he's a villain. He's been a villain in the Bond movie Spectre. He's been a villain in Tarzan. And I know I've seen him in other movies, but usually he plays some kind of off villainy character.
I love him in Inglourious Basterds.
That's right. He's in that.
That movie is good.
Mm-hmm.
Love that one.
Oh, man. Movies is another topic. Go for days.
Oh, yeah. We could maybe even do a whole other podcast on the side where we just review movies or something. I don't know. Wouldn't be for a while.
Right.
Gonna get this one settled down.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta wake up the computer.
No probs.
Forgot to take off the sleep timer.
Go to sleep.
For shows.
Go to sleep.
We're back.
We are back in business. What was it you were thinking about talking about eyes with?
Oh, that's something that I've always been interested in, too, is if you could make or culture cones in a lab and insert them into your eyes. Have them, because our eyes only pick up 3 frequencies of light.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been curious as to what it would look like to see, like, infrared and...
Oh, yeah, different spectrum.
Yeah. Would it be different colors? Or...
I know certain animals are offset on their visible light spectrum.
Yeah.
They're offset.
The mantis shrimp can see in, I think it was somewhere between 8 and 11 different frequencies, and it sees in ultraviolet and infrared.
Impressive.
Yeah. That's just always been something that
it's like Chronicles
I've
of Riddick.
Wondered about. Yeah.
Vin Diesel. See in the dark.
Is he actually homosexual?
I have no clue. I know he has a twin brother, which is kind of weird. Cause
I didn't
that's,
know he had a twin brother.
No, I know. I saw images because he's totally behind the scenes.
Huh.
I had no clue. But he does have a twin brother.
Wow. Man. I left my phone over there. I was going to fact check to see if
all right, I'll fact check
actually homosexual or not.
Vin Diesel.
Because I heard that, and I just thought that would be really ironic, because he's always playing the big macho guy.
Yeah, this new Fast and Furious movie that's coming out that makes everybody pissed off. I don't know why they're continuing that franchise.
And yeah, I don't either. I think they said that they're scheduled to have like 11 of them in total.
11? They're only at, what is it? 7, 8.
The
Fate of the Furious. It's not really the Fate of the Furious if they're going to go up to 11 movies.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen any of them. I haven't seen any of those movies. I don't intend to.
I don't know. They're super lame.
Well, I'm not into cars. Never have been.
Right.
I just don't. I don't get them. They gross me out, really. The fact that we have to have them run on gasoline to begin with.
It says he has a partner named Paloma Jimenez from 2007 to present. I don't know if... I'm pretty sure that's a female.
Well, if it says partner, that usually...
Yeah. Well, maybe. I don't know. Paloma Jimenez.
Look up Google images of Paloma.
Well, that's a dove, dude. It's in Spanish.
Paloma means dove?
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Cool. Well, that's her. She's definitely a woman.
Yeah, that's not a guy. Where did I hear that from, then? Because I totally heard that he was.
I don't know. I'm looking at his personal life. I mean, I'm only on Wikipedia, so how trustworthy is that?
Yeah.
But whatever.
Well, at least they list the sources down at the bottom.
Oh, you know what? I've actually seen a funny video of him. It mentions right here that he played Dungeons & Dragons for over 20 years. And I watched a video of him actually playing Dungeons & Dragons.
Hell yeah.
So, there's that.
Huh.
I wish I could find something on his twin. But whatever.
Maybe his twin's homosexual.
maybe it's his twin. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Whatever.
Well,
Vin Diesel.
I think I would have liked him more if he was homosexual. Because now he's just another macho actor guy. I love Neil Patrick Harris.
Because it says his twin's brother is named Leonard. Sorry to interrupt. So yeah, there they are.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm so sick of those movies. What about Neil Patrick Harris, though?
Oh, I just like him. Because he always plays like the womanizer role. But he's flaming homosexual.
Right.
Yeah. But I don't know. It doesn't matter if they
I always think it's funny to see his family when they dress up for Halloween. Because don't they have like two adopted children?
Oh, yeah.
So it's really funny to see what they dress up for Halloween. They go all out. They make some of the best costumes.
I just love improv humor. I just think it's the rawest form of comedy.
It's good.
Yeah.
And it's all on the spot. That's the funny thing.
Yeah, that's why I like Rick and Morty so much.
Right.
It just feels so improvised.
There has been new releases of teasers and stuff like that for season 3 in small clips. And I've been watching a few of them. But I am so sick and tired of waiting. Supposedly they're saying, coming this summer. You said coming in a year and a half. It's been over a year and a half now.
Well, he did say, or more.
But still. But they said, like, back in February or January that they had already finished all of the production for season 3, and they just needed to start releasing episodes on Adult Swim. But for some reason, I guess they had, like, a falling out or something, and somebody was pissed at somebody else, and blah, blah, blah. So they haven't been releasing it.
Wow.
And it's all mystery right now, what the heck is happening with season 3.
Just release it.
I know. I feel like if they go any longer, they're going to lose a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't know how long they expect to go, how many seasons they expect to put out.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe season 3 is the finale.
I hope it's not. Yeah. But at the same time, I'd be maybe okay with it, depending on how good it is.
Yeah, depending on how it ended.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Eventually, it's going to end. I'm going to have to cope with that,
right.
Whether it's now or in the future.
Yeah, I was dating a girl a while ago, and she was like, saying that she loved Harry Potter and that she cried when the series ended.
Of the books or the movies?
Probably both.
Yeah, but two different separate times of crying.
But man, just so obsessed with it. Like, it's just a series, you know?
Right.
Like, I felt that too when I was a kid.
Right.
You know? Not anymore. But yeah, she was like mid-20s and still really upset about it.
My little cousins, I was hanging out with them yesterday. I'm going to be hanging out with them later today, too, but they're like 7 and 4, maybe 5. But they were talking about Harry Potter, and I'm just like, man, where have they had an influence of Harry Potter? I guess it's really big, you know? But, like, it hasn't influenced them the same way it came out before they were even born.
Yeah.
I think the 7th movie was even finished before the younger one was born. But at the same, I'm just like, wow, like these kids, like, I guess it's kind of like with us when we watch older movies from like the 80s and stuff, and we're like super big fans of, like, I don't know, The Matrix.
Yeah.
I guess we were kind of around when The Matrix was going out.
Yeah.
But that was like the 90s, you know?
Yeah, we're still pretty youngins.
But it's just kind of funny. The Godfather and stuff, whatever.
Oh, I love that series.
So they were talking, and they were saying like mud blood to each other and all this other stuff. And I'm just like, wow, like they're really smart.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's kind of funny. Just seeing that.
Yeah. Jingle, jingle. Stack of Pringles. Kris Kringle.
I can't fit my hand in the Pringles can anymore. They don't like our Facebook page. They don't message us. They're out there. In the wild. They're like rare Pokemon.
Jingle, jingle. Stack of Pringles.
In the Pringles can anymore. They don't like our Facebook page. They don't message us. They're out there. In the wild. They're like rare Pokemon.